And now for a response. GOP political strategist Robert Trainum is a regular contributor to our Political Corner segment, and he joins us from our NPR headquarters in Washington. Welcome.
Hi, Fry.
So what are your overall thoughts, particularly about that last bit about making voter, I guess, obfuscation or these kind of trick calls and letters a crime, an actual criminal penalty, not a civil penalty?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Fry, because listening to Senator Reid, he will speak a good speak about bipartisanship and reaching across the aisle and making sure that African-Americans are at the table. And really, the proof is in the pudding, or the proof will be in the pudding over the next 2 years to actually see if, in fact, he engages African-Americans at the leadership table, specifically the Congressional Black Caucus and specifically also in the Senate as well. So I'm not sure I agree with whether or not it should be a crime or not, because you do, when you walk down that road, you do infringe or possibly infringe on people's free speech. But nevertheless, race baiting, racial profiling when it comes to political candidates, as well as obviously reaching out to the black vote, we should take a look at that. We also should be very sensitive to the fact that that race does play a factor when it comes to these congressional races, and race baiting and reverse psychology when it comes to using race in these elections obviously should be approached with a raised eyebrow.
So the senator, Harry Reid, says that race toppled Harold Ford's chances of joining the Senate. Harold Ford says it wasn't the factor. So who are we supposed to believe in this?
Well, I think we should probably believe Mr. Ford, simply because obviously he was on the ground in Tennessee. He's from that state, so obviously he knows it very well. He has crisscrossed that state, I don't know, probably hundreds if not thousands of times. And so having said that, you know, with all due respect to Senator Reid, he's here in Washington, D.C., armchair quarterbacking. But Mr. Ford is obviously in that state and has represented that state, at least the Memphis district, for the past 4 or 5 terms or so. So I think we should give Mr. Ford the benefit of the doubt here.
We've seen a little bit of movement on the issue of Iraq. Just, you know, recently, Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi on the House side is supporting Congressman Jack Murtha for a key party position. Now, Murtha has been adamant in critiquing the war. He's got a lot of sway because he's a former Marine. We talked a little bit to Senator Reid about, you know, how they will encompass people who are aggressive about getting out of Iraq with other members of the Democratic Party who say, you know, let's take a second look. How do you think that's going to play out?
It's going to be very difficult for Senator Reid to navigate these waters. You have a caucus of 49 Democrats and obviously 2 independents that are it's a very moderate caucus. And Senator Reid is going to a very tough time trying to navigate these waters. You have Mr. Lieberman, who obviously is an independent Democrat from Connecticut, who has his own opinions about the war. You have Mr. Webb, who is a former Navy Secretary from Virginia, who just defeated Mr. Allen in Virginia, who has some very strong opinions. You also have Mr. Tester from Montana, who has some very strong opinions. You also have Mr. Casey, the newly elected senator-elect from Pennsylvania, who has some very strong opinions. So Senator Reid is going to have to literally walk a very fine line in terms of keeping his caucus together. And on top of that, you also have a president who's nominated a new defense secretary, Mr. Gates, who obviously is going to give a fresh perspective on Iraq as well. So it's going to be very, very difficult for them. There's no question about it that Mr. Murtha obviously emboldened the Democrats. He gave them cover, as you mentioned, Farai, as a former Marine, as a former decorated, or is a former decorated a veteran, and he looks like he's probably going to be the minority whip, the majority whip. And so having said that, it's going to be a very interesting tight walk for the Democrats to walk over the next 2 years.
Very quickly, we don't have much time. What are the Republicans going to do to try to get the black vote, since it still overwhelmingly went for Democrats?
Well, you know, it's interesting because Michael Steele, who was the Republican nominee in Maryland, has expressed an interest in running the Republican National Committee next year. And he would be a very attractive candidate. He obviously has experience in doing this. He was the Republican chairman in Maryland for about 4 years. Very, very articulate, charismatic spokesperson for our party. And if, in fact, he is the nominee, the president's choice to run the Republican National Committee, I think he's going to give Democrats a run for their money. There's no question about it. Look, Democrats overwhelmingly voted for Democratic candidates this last election, and we need to do an even better job of reaching out to African-Americans. And I got to give credit to Ken Mellman. He's done a very good job. The current chairman of the Republican National Committee has
Robert.
Done a very good job.
Unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there.
No
we're
problem.
Out of time.
You can tell
Thanks
I feel very
lot.
Passionate about this.
Yeah, thank you very much, Robert. GOP political strategist Robert Trainum is a regular contributor to Political Corner. And coming up, caught on tape, the FBI investigates an alleged beating by the LAPD, and we remember R&B great Gerald Levert. See?
I'm a special kind. A man that is hard to